Hello and welcome to Siren Radio. I'm James Ardley, reporter for music and culture. I'm joined by Matt Rushton, owner of the Lincoln Jazz Cafe, for Jazz Appreciation Month this April. How are you today, Matt?
I'm good, thanks, James. How are you?
I'm not too bad. So, Matt, could you tell us whether Jazz Appreciation Month has affected your cafe, if at all?
Well, we always try to engage in conversations about the genre with customers to pick up on and explore different tastes. Jazz Appreciation Month has given us more opportunity to do this as we've seen more devout fans of the genre as opposed to more casual fans. So we've had lots of interesting conversations with these people about different styles and eras of the genre from around the world. And the month has given us the chance to play some of these different styles and see what people think of them. And they've generally had a really good reaction.
What would you like to say to the people of Lincoln about the genre?
I think that jazz is a genre that can often be sneered at, as if people only think of it as a certain thing. It can be misunderstood, so we try to play a wide range of styles and range from classics to more contemporary material, along with a lot of modern jazz that brings in elements of other genres to potentially bring in a new audience. I think that people should just try to get rid of any potential preconceptions they may have about the genre and just explore it for themselves, as it has so much to offer.
Finally, what do you think needs to be done in regards to jazz music in the city going forward?
Well, I think that the annual Lincolnshire Jazz Week, which starts next week, is always a great time, as there's lots of places that put on events and gigs, and it tends to bring in a lot of jazz fans from across the country, and sometimes further abound too, to see what we can offer. We ourselves at the Lincoln Jazz Cafe are hosting an exciting live event on Thursday the 9th of May from an ensemble playing show tunes with a jazz twist. I think if we, along with other venues, keep on displaying events and performances such as these, then it can only have a positive impact for jazz's profile in the city by allowing it to grow, by allowing more people to be exposed to it and hopefully enjoy it.
That was Matt Rushton of the Lincoln Jazz Cafe. I'm James Ardley of Siren Radio. Goodbye.